This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been studying Romans chapter 15, verse 14 through chapter 16 to find out some secrets that Paul utilized to stay on target in his work for God. The first main point we've studied was how he maintained perspective. We saw that Paul knew what he had accomplished in the past and what he was doing in the present. Now let's look at what he planned to do in the future. Before completing your present task, begin thinking about what to do next. Paul carefully wove his future plans into his report on what he had done and was doing. He planned to go to Spain and hoped to visit the Roman believers en route, according to verses 23 through 29. While there, he planned to share his insight into the gospel as well as his desire for their assistance in going to Spain, a territory not yet reached with the gospel. He looked forward to fellowshipping with them, something he had planned to do for a long time but was always hindered. He was presently en route to Jerusalem to deliver a gift collected in the churches he had established. Your future might look more exciting than your present, and in the scheme of things, it might be more important. What you are doing now might have its negative side. Paul's did. Be careful that you don't start living in the future so much that you never complete your present assignment. Use your future plans to motivate you in your present task and help maintain your perspective. As you plan for the future, try to plan something big enough that it will take God's involvement to accomplish it. But be careful not to reach out so far that your goal becomes unreachable. For further reflection on this subject, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.